This dictation is by Dr. Sharon R. Mason, MD. The date of examination is 3/16/22. The name of the patient is Ralph Amato, A-M-A-T-O. This is atrial stress echocardiogram, file Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Amato, space R. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardiCare Associates letterhead, date of examination 3/16/22. Referring physician Subhathra Karunanathi, MD. Performing physician Sharon R. Mays, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 79-year-old male with history of diabetes and hypertension. New paragraph, ECG stress for stress test on medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 130 over 75. Baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 136, parentheses, 96% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 180 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 2.4480, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. He experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 127 over 72 and a heart rate of 90 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill exercise stress test of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 96% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for parasternal views and of good quality for apical views, and technically adequate and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline. Echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. With decreased systolic cavitary size. Without systolic cavitary obliteration. Period, an incidental finding of a left atrial period, left atrial appendage was noted on imaging in apical views. Correction, left atrial appendage, incidental finding, correction. Left atrial appendage was noted on the apical two-chamber view. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 96% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 96% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period and experienced dyspnea at peak stress associated with hypertension. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. for the patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 96% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, but with decreased systolic cavitary size noted on baseline study, but with no systolic cavitary obliteration at baseline or in on-peak stress imaging. There was no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. An incidental finding of left atrial appendage was noted on the apical two-chamber view. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mesa, MD.